I believe that we evolved backwards. No, what? Yeah, I don't even know what that
we
means.
We went from, well, evolution. We came from gorillas, monkeys, from that family, correct? So we lost fur in order to be able to kill other animals and use their fur to keep ourselves warm.
No,
we evolved backwards.
No.
Because there's gorillas in deserts, and they have different fur that keeps them cool. There's polar bears that are designed, their fur is designed to keep them warm in the cold. But yet we're the only species that needs to take hides from other animals to keep ourselves warm.
Well, we don't need to do that. You know, if a polar bear lived in the desert, it would die, right?
There's regions for them, areas for them. That's why they're called
humans. Originally evolved in a particular region, and we're not hairless. We have the same amount of hair as other. We are not hairless. We have the same amount of hair as other apes. It's just that the vast majority of our hair is really delicate and translucent. So humans evolved in a particular part in the world and were excellent at surviving in that particular part of the world. We just happened to also be extremely adaptable and capable of manipulating our environment, which lets us live in other places.
That completely defeats the purpose, though. If we evolved, we'd evolve to be better, not to need to incorporate
no
other
yes
areas.
And we were so incredibly good at surviving that we didn't go extinct.
Or it could have just been that we were designed that way.
It could be, but all of the evidence is contradictory to that.
Not if you take the first evidence that everybody likes to ignore. I mean, okay. The very first civilization told us what happened. The Anunnaki took what was here.
Yeah, that didn't happen, but whatever. So let's disprove what you believe in right now, and it'll be extremely easy. Did you know that if a baby polar bear is born in the Arctic, it'll be just fine?
Yeah.
Did you know that humans live in the Arctic?
With the help of hides and
okay, so that disproves that we were like intelligently designed or whatever, because if a human is born in the Arctic, just naked, all on its own, just like the bear is, then in the words of Dennis Prager,
the baby fucking dies.
Right? So if we were intelligently designed, then humans would have been created to be able to live in the Arctic without technology. But that's the opposite of what happened.
But if we weren't protected, I mean, nobody can explain our magnetic field that protects us from the sun's radiation.
It's literally we have a liquid iron outer core that is in circulation, moving.
How deep have we ever dug? How deep have we dug to the through the surface of the Earth?
12 kilometers, but we know the density of Earth, and we know the relative composition and abundance of certain elements in the universe, and those elements are what would have created the Earth. So we know the size.
We think.
No, we don't think. We know this. We have so many thousands of meteorites, it's insane. And we know how to calculate the mass of Earth. It's actually not even hard to do. You just need to know the radius of
the
Earth.
Calculating the size of something is completely different than saying what's inside of it.
No, I mean, it's actually a necessary step. We know the density of the Earth. It's about 5.53, I think, grams per centimeter cubed. So the Earth can't be hollow. It can't be, because it wouldn't have the mass that it has.
That it is, but we don't know.
Yeah, I know you're not saying that. You're not saying anything. You don't know anything. I'm teaching you. We also know that the Earth can't have an interior that's made of gold or uranium or whatever, because those elements are so dense that Earth's mass would be vastly greater than it is. So what can the composition of the Earth be that makes this make sense? So we take a look at the composition of the materials in the solar system in our area, and then that informs you about what the composition of things made of those is.
Again, we assume, because how many times we thought lead was safe. We used to make dishes with lead. We used to line our water lines with lead. We thought that was good.
No, nobody thought that. Greedy people just chose not to say that.
Asbestos was going to be the greatest invention in all of time. I mean, it wasn't until the early 1900s that we started heart surgery. I mean, doctors were told, you do not touch the heart. You stay away from it. It wasn't until like the 1930s or 20s that they started doing heart surgeries. Just because we think something we don't know, we're continuously learning. I mean, the common cold has been around for how many hundreds of thousands of years, but we can't cure it?
Because it mutates so fast. What were we originally talking about? I don't remember.
The evolution.
Oh, yeah, evolution.
Just the evolution. So. I believe in the Anunnaki story that we were modified or changed. Because just like you said, if a baby was born in the Arctic, a human, he would die.
Why didn't the Anunnaki give us fur and blubber?
I'm sorry?
Then why didn't the Anunnaki give us fur and blubber?
Again, because they started in that region of Mesopotamia over Iran area. That was where they landed. That was where they started their process.
So what does that have to do with the Arctic, which you brought up?
Because you used that as an example that a polar bear lives in the Arctic or is born in the Arctic, he'll survive. Yeah, but if a human does, he won't. How did we survive without any kind of medical technologies? I've got 6 kids. Childhood is, babies are very fragile, very delicate. How did humans survive without some sort of overseeing and or protection?
Buddy, turtles live to be like 150 years old. The idea of animals being able to be alive for X amount of years is not a mystery at all. And in the past, most of our kids died. We know this. Maybe not most, but upwards of getting close to half of them died because of diseases and accidents and things like that. This is known information.
Yes, but my point is, without some sort of oversight, how did we survive the cave periods? I mean, the first person
we
that
barely
had a pregnancy
did.
That was pregnant, how did they know what the hell they were doing? How did they know how to cut the umbilical cord?
Like
simple things like that.
Literally, cats do that. So whatever explanation is sufficient for how cats are able to do it is going to be perfectly applicable to humans. Why didn't the Anunnaki give us medicine?
They did.
In the form of what?
The knowledge to develop and the knowledge to learn.
That's unthinkably cruel. If your child had cancer, would you be like, well, I'm going to start a college fund for you so that way down the road, you'll be able to go and learn maybe how to treat your cancer, or I'll just give you the cancer treatment drugs. The only acceptable option is option B. So these Anunnaki were pieces of shit.
All right, so just by using your same logic, why do some people recover and their cancer goes into remission and others don't? Do some people have faith and others don't? I have faith, you don't.
No, everybody responds to conditions differently, and cancer is wildly complicated.
Yeah, but different people die from the same thing while other people survive. You can't say that that's not true.
What does that have to do with the Anunnaki existing or evolution?
I'm sorry?
What does that have to do with evolution or the Anunnaki?
Well, we're kind of bouncing around to different subjects, but I mean, that's
from my
perspective. All right, pick one subject and let's go.
Evolution.
Yeah, we were designed. I mean, we share, basically, there is a fingerprint amongst all living creatures that we all share.
That's what evolution predicted.
Or the fingerprint of the designer.
No, because so if we evolve, because predictions centered around design contradict themselves endlessly. Okay, I'll give you three animals. No, not random chance. Evolution. I'll give you three animals.
Yeah, which is a kangaroo, random chance.
Kangaroo, dolphin, shark. Which two are the most similar?
I have no idea. I don't research any of that.
You can imagine what a kangaroo, a dolphin, and a shark look like in your head.
I would say the dolphin and the kangaroo, because the dolphin's a mammal and the shark's not.
Okay, but if you were going to design an animal that lives its entire life on the land, and then design a different animal who lives its entire life in the water, why would they be fundamentally the same?
Well, it's like saying, the same reason as like a whale. When they die, they don't float, they sink. Every animal has a purpose. Even a mosquito has a purpose, believe it or not.
This has nothing
Everything has a purpose.
With what we're talking about.
Everything has a purpose. Every animal, every species, every plant has a purpose. Almost like it was designed to be here for a specific reason.
Almost like they have biological and ecological relationships to other things. And so evolution naturally produces relationships between organisms with other organisms and organisms and their environment. But anyway, this is going back to what we were talking about. At the fundamental level, the kangaroo and the dolphin are more similar because their DNA is more similar because they're both mammals. Yet they share almost nothing in common when we look at their structure. Whereas the dolphin and the shark, they share the same environment and they have to do the same things. So their design is remarkably similar, but their genes aren't similar at all. So there's completely contradictory to the whole design argument.
So if you looked at bones of a dolphin and bones of a shark, you would think they were related, right? Kind of like the bones that you were showing earlier, the skulls. You'd think they, because they look similar, you'd think they're related.
They are related, but they're much more distantly related than the dolphin is to a kangaroo.
Yeah, but things that aren't connected are related.
Yeah, I don't know where we go. No.
All right. Been a good one. I gotta go. Thank you.
Okie dokie. If you're like my guest and you can't read either, I do have good news. I created audiobooks of both my books available on my Shopify store.
Been around like for billions and billions of years or whatever, whatnot, you know?
Yeah.
No, I've seen videos. Now I haven't done my own research or anything like that or whatever. So that's why I'm asking you. You know what I'm saying? You probably may know or whatever, whatnot. But like some people say that this planet, we only been here for like less like than like billions of years or whatever, whatnot. So like I'm just trying to ask you, where did humans find a time to evolve? Like where would they have the time to like, you know, like how does that start? You know, do they have like a time period of like when humans like first started evolving or like?
Well, so the way evolution works is like, you know, your mommy and your daddy made you, right?
I'm listening.
Okay. And then your mom and dad, they had parents that made them, right? So that actually goes back to the very first life form. Every living organism that's alive today, its family tree technically goes back to the very first thing that ever lived on this planet billions of years ago. So when you say like, when you ask, when did humans start evolving? Well, we can talk about that in two different ways. I mean, it's not like all of a sudden, these things called humans showed up out of absolutely nowhere. No, we're part of the unbroken chain of life on this planet. So, like modern humans have been around for around 250,000 years. Like that's when our species really began existing on this planet. But we came from, you know, a different animal that predated us. It's called Homo heidelbergensis.
Right.
Specifically for us. So like the timeline for that is about, it is around 250 or 300,000 years ago. But we started evolving like way before that because, you know, our ancestor was really similar to us in almost every way. And so you could look at it and be like, yeah, that's like where we got most of our traits from. And we're just, you know, a more modern form of it or whatever. So
I'm trying to make sense of evolution. You know, I mean, me personally, I don't believe in evolution. Not one bit. I mean, at least like when it comes to human beings, but I'm just not understanding. Because, like, you know what I'm saying? At one point in time, you know what I'm saying? Like, when the Earth, like, well, before, like, the Earth, like, became, like, more contaminated, you know? Like, we had more oxygen and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? And it was, I'm not too sure, like, because, like, some guy, he told me, like, at one point, like, life forms were, like, bigger. Like, I'm not too sure if it was just, like, he said something about, like, insects or something like that. But I'm not too sure if that was every life form or...
That's true. Or really, it was... 350 million years ago, yeah. maybe a little bit more than that, there was more oxygen in the atmosphere than there is today. And so insects could be bigger. Insects don't breathe like we do. They don't have lungs. Their bodies are covered in tiny holes. So oxygen just diffuses into their bodies. So they can't be very big today because there isn't as much oxygen. And if you can't get oxygen in sufficient quantities into your body, that just limits your biology. But because there was more oxygen back then, they could be bigger. Dinosaurs were way bigger than the life on land today. And there's different reasons for that. But there have been periods on Earth's history where the average animal was like bigger than it is today.
Okay. All right. So now to get to the Big Bang part, because I don't know. I just find it almost a little bit funny, just a bit. But, why do you believe in the Big Bang? I mean, I heard you. Well, I've already heard your statement before, I'm saying, from the previous conversation.
I mean, I could give you, like, the specific evidence of the Big Bang. But, like, the reason I believe in the Big Bang is the reasons... are the same reasons why I think that cancer exists and the Earth goes around the sun. I'm not an oncologist, and I'm also not an astronomer. I don't do the research with it. I haven't technically seen it myself or anything like that. But we all there's so much knowledge that we all take for granted because we understand how we have like experts and how knowledge is collected in this just in the world, right?
I mean, yeah, but for people like me and you, you know what I'm saying, knowledge is kind of limited, you know what I'm saying, as to like what is the truth and what is not the truth. You know, society has a way of the people who control society, you know what I'm saying, has a way of limiting information, you know what I'm saying, to people. Like, you know what I'm saying, as in like you just said, like cancer, like from what I know, or like I haven't like looked up, like I know there's how do I tackle this? Like most people say, or at least I've heard like people say, you know what I'm saying, cancer is a man-made thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's definitely not true.
Why do you say that?
That cancer's man-made? Because like we know of the causes of all kinds of cancers. Some of them are just caused by mutations. So like, you know, skin cancer, melanoma, you get that from UV damage to your DNA on your skin. There are some cancers, like certain lymphomas, are actually caused by viruses. And then other kinds of cancer, we have genes that are just susceptible to just kind of randomly mutating to create a cancerous variety. And then, you know, certain carcinogens, like, you know, cigarette smoke and whatever else, radiation.
Yeah, most carcinogens cause cancers too. Yeah. Exactly. And majority, my thing is majority of those things, you know what I'm saying, that people take in, you know what I'm saying, or like that people are like,
oh, sure. There have been man-made causes of cancer or like exacerbation, okay, yeah, like cigarette smoking. So that's like, totally true.
Yeah, but it's
not like there was no cancer 200 years ago. And then like somebody like created chemical X and put it in the water. And now all of a sudden there is cancer. It's not like that.
But, as far as the Big Bang, as it like, you know, so like, first off, I just want to tell you, like, I'm a Christian, you know what I'm saying? I believe like that there's affirmative, like that the earth and the waters and everything, you know what I'm saying, are divided by like the firmament or whatever, whatnot. So, I'm just confused. And like, as like last guy was saying, like, you know what I'm saying? You gave the example of, like, you know what I'm saying, of, I guess, him killing somebody or somebody having a video of him, like, killing somebody doesn't mean that he killed somebody, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're now in a day and age, like, where people can just, like, literally take footage and, like, you can create whole scenarios like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, we see green screen. Like, the movies that we watch literally shows, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, today, so, like, yeah, in the 60s, no.
I'm just... Okay.
I mean,
but how are we to know, you know what I'm saying, that we didn't like have this like technology, you know what I'm saying, beforehand? Like I said before, you know what I'm saying, like people think that we are not limited. I mean,
like they broadcasted it on TV, like so many, like people just watched it happen. And there have been lunar orbiters that have gone to the moon and actually found the Apollo 11.
Like, I understand States. What you're talking about. Like, yeah, it's one thing to send a machine, you know what I'm saying, or supposedly a machine, you know what I'm saying, out of orbit, you know what I'm saying? But, like, to have, like, the real-life human experience, you know what I'm saying, have a human individual, you know what I'm saying, go up there. And, like, and you said, like, there's
They did it.
A 24. Yeah, yeah. But I'm just confused. Because, like, you know what I'm saying, there's also been footages, like, of, like, you know what I'm saying, where they try to like send a rocket out of space, you know what I'm saying, and it completely just fails. You know, like yeah, that, Elon Musk, I think
has
he had
happened.
Like, yeah, I think like not too long ago, he sent one of his like rockets like out of space and like
yeah,
just completely just exploded.
Yeah, and people in the Apollo program died. Apollo 1, there was a fire on the launch pad. And they all died right then and there. The Challenger blew up during takeoff, and then I can't remember which one that the other one, Discovery or whatever, disintegrated upon reentry. But what does that have to do with whether or not we've been to the moon?
Honestly, it may be a me thing, you know. I just can't grasp the concept of, like, I don't know.
I don't know what to tell you. I mean,
I understand.
There's all kinds of evidence for it, and you know, even if we didn't, we're the only country that's landed people on the moon, but other like, countries have gone up there and done it too. I mean, like, we're the most hated country on the planet. If we did something that was fake, then everybody else would love to prove how it was fake. But
I'm just confused. Wasn't America like discovered like upon like fakeness? You know what I'm saying, they say Christopher Columbus, you know what I'm saying, discovered the Americas. You know what I'm saying, that wasn't fucking true at all.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lie that people tell.
There's been a lot of evidence, you know what I'm saying, all throughout history, you know what I'm saying, that America supposedly states that it's fact, but it isn't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but we, I mean, the stuff you're talking about, being, you know, the myths that you're talking about are now known not to be true just by the course of ordinary people just doing ordinary like research or whatever. It was the lies were really, they weren't really told with much of an effort. When people say stuff like Columbus discovered America, they don't literally, like, there's almost nobody that literally thinks that the continent was just empty and it was discovered. What they mean by that is he was the first European to come over and find out that there was this place, which that's not even true, but whatever. That's just what they mean. And now people have corrected the record, and nobody stopped them from doing it. There are things that are, I wrote a whole book about this. It's called Facts That Aren't True. But, you know, we're perfectly capable of discovering those facts that aren't true either. So there's no need to appeal to something like nefarious or whatever going on. It's just kind of the ordinary process of humans learning things.
Appreciate you taking the time out for talking to me, but
okay.
Yeah.
Have a good one. Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.